From the World in 2050 by Lawrence C. Smith. My nose was pressed against the rear window glass of a Boeing 747. It was a direct flight from Edmonton to the booming new oil city of Fort McMurray, Alberta, in the broad belt of the boreal forest that girdles the globe around Alaska, Canada, Scandinavia, and Russia. The scene below morphed from urban concrete to canary-yellow canola fields, then gradually from fields to a deep shag carpet of evergreen forest jeweled with bogs. The forest was crisscrossed here and there by roads and patched with clearings, but grew more desolate by the minute. In under an hour, the transformation from urban metropolis to farmlands to wilderness was complete. Then suddenly, the woods dissolved into gleaming homes, the newest residential subdivision of Fort McMurray. Freshly cut survey lines radiated outward in all directions through the woods. Bulldozers and work crews ground away at roadbeds and building pads, engraving a sort of master blueprint into the landscape for hundreds more homes in waiting. From Tunnel in the Sky by Robert A. Heinlein. Jack put the shaker firmly out of sight. They munched quietly, each watching half their surroundings. After a while, Rod said softly, "Jack'll behind you, Jake."
"Nothing else?"
"No, but it's time we whacked up the meat and got out of here. We're attracting attention. How much can you use?"
A haunch and a chunk of liver. I can't carry any more."
"And you can't eat more before it spoils anyway." Rod started butchering the hindquarters. He cut a slice of hide from the belly, used it to sling his share around his neck. "Well, so long, kid. Here's your knife. Thanks for the salt."
"Oh, that's all right."
"Tasted mighty good. Well, keep your eyes open."
"Same to you, and good luck."
Rod stood still. Then he said almost reluctantly, Jack, you wouldn't want to team up, would you?" He regretted it as soon as he said it, remembering how easily he had surprised the kid. From The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. When someone goes to the doctor and says, "I hear a voice in my head," he or she will most likely be sent to a psychiatrist. The fact is that, in a very similar way, virtually everyone hears a voice, or several voices, in their head all the time. The involuntary thought processes that you don't realize you have the power to stop. Continuous monologues or dialogues. You have probably come across mad people in the street, incessantly talking or muttering to themselves. Well, that's not much different from what you and all other normal people do, except that you don't do it out loud. The voice comments, speculates, judges, compares, complains, likes, dislikes, and so on.